Hey, y'all, Zach McDonald, your real estate agent with Real Property Associates, and this is my King County real estate market update for March 2024. Well, just a quick glance at the numbers here, and I'm already seeing that things are picking up dramatically and recovering quite nicely, especially if you're a homeowner from the same time last year. Just jumping ahead to the median sales price, I mean, we're seeing 15.5% up year over year. So if you bought a house in King County last year, roughly, right, your house is worth about 15% more than what you might have paid last year. Now, that's not necessarily the same for those that bought back in 2022, but home prices across King County are starting to recover, and we're seeing that the average was 15% up year over year. So we're seeing that home prices are on the rise in King County. That's great news for people that are homeowners, and especially homeowners who bought in 2022. If you're a home buyer, though, that's unwelcomed news. So whenever I share these stats, there are both sides of the same coin to consider. You've got the people that are excited about things getting better, and then you have people that are thinking about buying. And well, on one side, it's psychologically, right, more encouraging to buy when things are trending up, but it's also more difficult. It's easier to buy when things are low and prices are lower and when the market's not doing well. But at the same time, in real estate, typically when the market is not doing well, interest rates are also higher. And so you have people that maybe can't capitalize on the lower prices because the interest rates still make things less affordable. And then there is another group of people that maybe right now can purchase with the higher rates, but it feels uncomfortable. So wherever you find yourself, the market is recovering and it is getting better. Rates are potentially going to be coming down later this year. That's what the Fed's predicting, which then we'll see mortgage rates start to do the same thing. But for now, we're still in a higher interest rate environment. So interest rates today on Mortgage News Daily survey were, I think it was 6.87%. And we're trending down a little bit from the low sevens that we found ourselves in here earlier in 2024. Hopefully we'll continue to trend down. It would be great to see rates in the fives again sometime later this year. Now, if we look at new listings, month over month, we're seeing a jump. So that's good. We want to see a jump from January to February here. So we're looking at February's numbers as we start off March. And we saw quite a big jump. We were at 1,320 listings last month, and 1,816 this month. So good size jump there, and up year over year too. Last year we had a pretty low amount of listings in February. This year up 38.5%. Pending sales are up 15.6% year over year, which also is a good sign. So we're seeing more listing activity and also more buyer activity as well. Closed sales were down 5.3%, a small amount, but up quite a bit from earlier in the year. So January, we're at 739 closed sales. And so we're seeing that jump, which is encouraging. And the amount of pending sales hints that we're going to see a good jump next month as well. Now, looking at median sales price here, I mentioned already that we are trending upwards. 930 was the median sales price in King County, and the average sales price across King County was $1,185,387. Now, in the past, I've mentioned this, but I'll mention it here. I think it's helpful when there's that massive gap, and I would consider almost $200,000 a pretty large gap between the average and the median. It's because there are quite a few areas in King County where home prices are significantly more expensive than in others. And those homes do pull the average up. I like the median number here. It is helpful because there are also some places where homes are cheaper. And in a general survey of the county, you're going to find quite a few places where you can buy a house for well below $1 million. But again, there are those places where homes are significantly more expensive in King County. Percentage of list price received was 1.7% above asking price last month in King County. We're starting to jump up above that asking price threshold. And I mentioned that we were going to see that here this spring. And well, we're almost into the spring and we're already seeing it. The biggest driver here is the low inventory. I've mentioned before that low inventory puts pressure on the prices because there are buyers competing, and you're seeing that. That's why homes are selling above asking price. Buyers are competing, and this is an average percent of list price received. So some have sold below asking price still. Some are selling quite a bit more. So this 1.7% isn't the number necessarily, but it's, again, it's the average. Inventory has been creeping up a little bit month over month, but down 8.1% year over year. And the supply of homes, again, creeping up just slightly from last month, but still 1 month of supply, which is a competitive housing market in King County. So as I look at the numbers here, I am, I guess, even more persuaded that we're going to see a competitive spring market here in King County. We're already seeing signs of that, home selling over asking price and the prices coming up. And even just looking at, and I have a little spreadsheet here in front of me, looking at all of King County, or not all of King County, but a lot of the cities in King County that are closer into Seattle. And as I'm looking at a lot of these places, we're seeing homes selling above the median sales price year over year. So it's not every single place in King County, but a large percentage, more than 50%, are selling at well above where they were at the same time last year, which is why we're seeing that across the county that the median sales price and averages are up so much as well. Again, there are some pockets where homes are not. I was looking at, I think it was Lake Forest Park had 3 closed sales. So I wouldn't consider that the best sample size when you're trying to compare, right, year over year, median sales price, 3 sales is not a lot. There are also parts of Snohomish County, again, different update, but that we're experiencing the same thing. So it's hard to use that as a barometer for whether the market's better or not year over year. There just weren't a lot of sales. So overall, market is heating up in King County. For sellers, that's a good sign, right? It means that you might, if we look at this data objectively, you might be getting over asking price, right? That's the average buyer is going to be paying over asking price for your house. But at the same time, for buyers, there are opportunities. You're not paying the top of the market in King County by any means yet. We were seeing median sales price close to and over $1 million before. So we're not there yet, but things are trending in that direction. We're also seeing the days on market starting to shrink, and the median being far less than the average, which was 32 days on market. But even looking back at last month, that was at 42 days. So we're seeing that number dropping pretty quickly. And I would suspect we're going to find ourselves seeing houses selling maybe a week or two here and not too much time. So if you have questions about the King County housing market and you want to connect, maybe you're just curious, maybe you're thinking about buying or selling a place in King County, whatever it is, I'd love to be a resource for you. And if this video was valuable for you, please consider subscribing and following along on a monthly basis.